The White House is warning that the budget cuts the president will unveil on Monday will be painful. We were wondering how they might affect the government agency whose sole job is to save the government money. The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, has been called the taxpayer's friend because of its investigations into fraud and waste. For example, the GAO found that the Interior Department failed to collect proper revenues from the sale of offshore oil and gas leases. And it was the GAO that found that airport screeners failed to meet current standards for detecting explosives in checked luggage. Now the GAO is being asked to tighten its belt. Ed O'Keefe writes the Federal Eye column for The Washington Post. Ed, you report that the GAO staff could drop below 3,000 for the first time in more than 75 years. Now, people might be thinking, 3,000? That sounds a lot, like a lot. And it's, you know, it would be down from 3,250. So that sounds bloated, but, you know, are people concerned about the cuts?
Well, it is of concern to people who track government oversight and to those of us who sort of rely on their ability to get information, because certainly if you have fewer people in the field tracking waste, fraud, and abuse and doing investigations on the health and the management of federal programs, then, yeah, you could conceivably have some issues. And the agency is warning that, you know, dropping to that level for the first time in more than 75 years means that certain things might slide.
And when you think of 50 states, suddenly 3,000 people doesn't sound, you know, like a lot. They have a lot of ground to cover. Let's just remind people, though, the GAO investigates at the request of Congress. Is the GAO considered their lapdog or their watchdog?
It's more their watchdog. Certainly there are groups who, you know, come out on the poor end of an investigation or an audit and then start to accuse it of, you know, perhaps being a lapdog, but generally over the course of its existence, it's had a very strong nonpartisan reputation for delivering pretty hard-hitting investigations that sort of help Congress sort out what's working and what isn't.
Well, conservative Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn says the agency's audits and investigations are critical. Just one supporter there. Staffers can go undercover, for instance. List some of those critical investigations they've done.
Well, one of the big ones last spring was an investigation that looked at government redundancy. They found, for example, that there were an estimated $58 billion spent on all sorts of surface transportation programs, that there were others, multiple programs that dealt with education. And there was just sort of a question of, do we need all of these in different agencies doing essentially the same thing? And it prompted Republicans to begin looking at this and say perhaps we should find a way to trim back. And even the White House now, over the summer, launched a program to try to find these redundancies and find ways to merge and consolidate different programs. And they're pushing, at least in one case, to bring together a bunch of trade and commerce offices and agencies together under one roof to reduce some of the overhead and refocus them on the mission of creating jobs and pumping up the economy.
So if both sides of the aisle seem so happy with what the GAO is doing and how it is ultimately saving money, why are they cutting 250 personnel?
Because everyone on Capitol Hill and everyone across Washington is getting ready to cut the budget. They faced budget cuts this year. The Senate subcommittee responsible for handing out money to congressional offices and other congressional agencies said, look, along with everyone else in Washington, we've got to cut back. So, sorry, we understand that you do a lot of important work, but you too have to face a budget cut. Yes. So GAO had to cancel some technology upgrades. It had to get rid of some contractors, and it is cutting its staff considerably and to sort of historically low levels. Everyone in Washington is cutting back, and this agency is no exception.
Well, you talked about consolidation. There are other research-focused arms of Congress. There's the Congressional Research Service. It's called Congress's think tank. And the Congressional Budget Office. We're more familiar with them, maybe. They provide economic data to lawmakers. They're considered nonpartisan. Could the CBO and the CRS, the Research Service, and the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, all be combined?
Probably not, simply because they do have such different missions. GAO is sort of the private investigator for Congress. CRS is kind of the librarian or the historian, and the CBO is the accountant. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to bring them all under one roof when they're doing such different things.
Ed O'Keefe writes the Federal Eye column for The Washington Post, talking ahead of President Obama's budget speech on Monday, how the Government Accountability Office might lose some staffers in that belt tightening. Ed, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.